I wish that it was as simple as all of us simply ignoring Kanye. I wish it was that simple. Let me explain to you. Let me unpack and explain to you why we have to actually respond to this man and offer public critique for his public foolishness. This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
This is about to be a short episode. Here's the thing. I don't want to talk about Kanye West. I don't want to post about him on social media. I wish that he just lived his life. And I guess in his way, this is him living his life. But I see a lot of people on my timeline. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of you with really good intentions saying, Sean, we have to just ignore this man. And I understand why anybody would say that. I do. But when you are as big as Kanye West is, and you are literally appearing on the Tucker Carlson Show, the single most watched show, a news, quote unquote, news, I'm doing air quotes, news show on television, you have to respond because it's influential. So when Kanye posted himself with White Lives Matter shirt on and having models wear White Lives Matter shirts, it has an impact. And I have to address the impact. His comments that then later mentioned the mother of Breonna Taylor, Tamika Palmer, upset Tamika Palmer. I have to respond to that. His comments upset Wanda Cooper, the mother of Ahmaud Arbery. I have to respond to that. His comments do damage. So when he comes out and defends Donald Trump and talks about his love for Donald Trump and why he loves Trump, someone has to respond to that because it does damage. Because Trump is actually a horrible human being. I'm not talking just about politics. I'm talking about character and integrity, like a horrible person. And so, no, we don't have the luxury of simply ignoring him because it's everywhere. Everything about Kanye is all over the place. And if those of us that have the capacity, tenacity, willingness to offer a rebuttal, if we don't offer a rebuttal, Kanye's thoughts can just stand. And I at least need my followers and my supporters to know how I feel about what he says and does, because what he says and does is so widely covered that ignoring it is not an option. Ignoring it could literally be so problematic, because if you don't offer a rebuttal to ugliness, particularly when somebody in a lot of ways is embracing white supremacist ideology, white supremacist thinking. The whole concept of white people never needed to say White Lives Matter because every reality in the world shows it. And it was literally white supremacists and others that pushed this notion of White Lives Matter just as a direct rebuttal to people fighting against police brutality and mass incarceration. And so when he embraces it and defends it and supports it, it's problematic. And so I'm unpacking and explaining that today. Am I going to be talking about him every day on social media? No, I can't do that. I've already talked about him more than I want to. But from time to time, we have to offer rebuttals. It is what it is. Listen, it's Friday, which means the weekend is upon us. I hope you have a great, great weekend. I love, 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 and appreciate all of you. And listen, if you're not yet a member of the North Star, please go to thenorthstar.com and join today. We need your support. Take care and have a great, great weekend, everybody.
Break it down. The break.